Well, say, so just to share with you a beautiful idea from Rabbi Nachman on the Parsha. So the Pasuk says, "Velo yira'el chachamis." This is in Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Zayin. It's in this week's Parsha that Torah Kedosha outlines all of the halachos concerning Pesach, Karban Pesach. And the halachas of chametzu matzah. So the Torah says matzos yiochel l'shivasa yamim. You have to eat matzah for 7 days. V'lo yira'el l'cho chametz, and chametz should not be seen by you. So the Rabbi Nachman writes something very beautiful. V'lo yira'el l'cho chametz. Darsh Rabbosin l'zav v'lo yira'el l'cho chametz. Shelcho yataroa, aval ataroa shalachirim. So the Gemara Paskins, the Gemara says that v'lo yira'el l'cho chametz. The Israel bal yira'el have not seen chametz is only on your own chametz. But you are permitted to see the chametz of another. What does that mean? Shenichnas akum lebeis Yisrael v'chametzo biyado, enos agaklotzio. If a Gentile walks into my home on Pesach and he's holding chametz, I'm not obligated to push him out of the house. I'm not obligated to extricate him from my home. And why? Because again, it's not my chametz. Because at the end of the day, so that chametz biyado inozaka klotzio ki chametz ubichinas. So the Rebbe says over here that there's a deeper message to be understood here, and the deeper message is as follows. He says, ki chametz ubichinas chimot samoach. Now again, we have this image many times that chametz ultimately represents the chimot samoach. Chametz represents the Yetzer Hara, and he says over here, Chimot Samoach, which means, Chimot Samoach means the erroneous thoughts or inappropriate thoughts. The idea when my head is filled with all of the wrong ideas, all of the wrong hashkafas, all of the wrong, and sometimes again, just impurity of thought as well. Shehim Machshavas Zaros Vihir Hurim Shemasun B'mashu, which represents my head being filled with thoughts that are Machshavas Zaros, either thoughts that are alien theologically, thoughts that are alien spiritually, or mamish hirhurin, just desires and thoughts that are aser. Utsricham levaram ulevatlam legarsham igvulo. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that just like chametz has to be eradicated from the home, so too the chametz of the mind has to be eradicated as well. If there's chametz in my mind, if there's chametz in my heart, if there's chametz in my soul, if there's inappropriate thoughts or inappropriate ideas or inappropriate wants or desires, I have to be megarish them. I have to go ahead and drive them out. I have to clean out the heart, the mind, and the soul from the chametz of inappropriate thoughts. Aval im ha'adam oseh mish'es shelo u'miskaber b'chol kocho levar legarish ha'machshavos rovos mikirbo. But if a person does anything and everything within his power to go ahead and chase away, to get rid of, to purge the negative, impure, and inappropriate thoughts from within, v'heim afal pikim bo'in bal karcho alav b'chol pam, and nevertheless they still come upon the individual every, all the time, al zeh in ha'adam chayiv klal. Rebbe says something amazing. Kimo shekasev, shein ha'adam chayiv al hirhurim ha'boim alov, kim kishem ha'harher v'chozer ma'harher. So the Rebbe says something absolutely amazing. The Rebbe says that if a person has inappropriate thoughts and they fight against it, person has inappropriate thoughts and they try to the best of their ability to go ahead and change it and to go ahead and try to make things a bit different and to try to drive out those thoughts. But even after I think I've successfully driven them out, they come back again. They come back again. So that Rebbe writes, a person is not chayiv for those negative thoughts. In other words, my job in life is to put in the hishtadlus. My job in life is to put in the effort. My job in life is to try hard. Once I could say that I have tried my hardest, I've done everything in my ability, once I say that, then at the end of the day, I can't be held accountable if it comes back again. If I've done everything in my power to purge myself of the negative thoughts and they still come, the Rebbe says, I'm not chayiv, I'm not held liable for that. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants me to put in the effort. And if I could honestly say that I've put in all of the effort, I've done whatever I can, then at the end of the day, if they still come back, I'm not going to be chayiv for that. V'chein kasav, shiyah adam shevi al tasa gamma machshava, o ma sheneasem imo memela al yachush, v'ze b'chinos. So the Rebbe says, this is alluded to in the halacha. Shelcho yataroa, aval ataroa shalachirin. So the Rebbe says so beautifully, this is the halacha. Remember again, below yirah lecha chametz. You're not allowed to see your own chametz, but if you see the chametz of a Gentile, you see someone else's chametz, you're not in violation. Haynu me'achar sha'adam nishar v'nishmar mechametz shalo. Haynu shalo yachametz mocho b'machshavos chutz v'erhurim. So what happens? If I'm careful with my chametz, I get rid of my chametz. I do remember chametz, the Rebbe understands, refers to the chametz of the heart, of the mind, of the soul, of inappropriate wants, inappropriate desires, wrong theological hashkafas. If I do was whatever within my power to purge myself of these thoughts, I get rid of the chametz that's within. But yet, someone else, in this case the Yetzer Hara, or outside influences, keep bringing in chametz. I'm not chay for that chametz. I'm not chay for that chametz. He says, "Haynu me'achar shadam nisar v'nishma me'achametz shalo." After I've done my part of purging myself of my chametz, haynu shalo yachametz mocho b'machshavas chutz v'irhurim. I did to the best of my ability whatever I can do to purge my mind of negative thoughts, of wants, of desires, of inappropriate things. V'imafal pikein nichnas ha'akum shusitcha achra v'chametz obiado. But if the Yitzhara keeps coming back and it keeps coming back into my heart, into my soul, into my mind with his chametz, shehem hirhurim sheba'im alav shalo bekavana, he brings his chametz and he brings his chametz into my heart and he brings his chametz into my mind. Ribono shel Olam, I tried so hard to purge myself of all of these things, but no matter how hard I try, the Yitzhara keeps bringing in his chametz. He keeps bringing in the inappropriate things. The Rebbe says, "Einu chayiv al zeh." A Jew is not chayiv for that. Ki ein zeh chametz shelo, because it's not his chametz. Rak shetzarech lizar shlo yiga bo, v'lo yehena mimenu, v'lo yihye nimshach acharav klal. But rather, again, my job is to purge myself of the chametz over which I have the control. But if after I do my part, it appears that someone else keeps bringing chametz into my heart, into my mind, into my soul, then says the Rebbe, I'm not chayiv for that chametz. That's the chametz shal akum. That's the chametz of the Gentile. That's the chametz of the Yitzhara. That's not my chametz. And as such, again, I will not be chayiv. Va'al pi rov al yidei zeh, memele yistalikim uvor b'makum acher. Aval hu ein lo tzarech listakel al zeh klal. The Rebbe says, don't worry about the chametz of the akum. Don't worry about the chametz of the Yetzirah. My job is to try to control my chametz. My job is to try to go ahead and to try to figure out, ultimately again, what can I do, not just to purify my actions, but what can I do to purify my mind, to purify my heart, to purify my soul? What can I do to go ahead and rid myself of sometimes the negative thoughts and wants and desires which plague me and sometimes send me in the wrong direction? That's my avoda. I have to work on that. The fact that someone else or something else may bring chametz into my life, that piece I can't control. The other piece is what I do with my chametz. That's my avoda. That's my responsibility. That's my mandate. And of course, this is part of a much larger theme that Rebbe is teaching us, which is that in general, in avodas Hashem, our job is to try to control the factors we can. There are many things we can't. There are many things that are beyond the control. All we could do in life is put in the requisite amount of ishtablis, the requisite amount of effort. This is true in matters of gashmius, and it's also true in matters of ruchnius. Even in spirituality, there comes a certain point where I feel like I've done everything that I can. And where my, as we often say, you know, where my efforts end, where my reach ends, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu often begins. And so too, again, even with a person strives to have purity of thought, purity of mind, person wants to rid the heart, the soul, and the mind of the chametz, but yet someone else, something else keeps bringing in chametz, the Rebbe says, don't worry. You're not chayiv for that chametz that someone else brings into your home. You're only chayiv if you allow your own chametz to remain in the home. But as long as you're doing everything to rid your home of your chametz, even if someone else is bringing in chametz, rest assured that the Ribono Shel Olam smiles upon your efforts. We should be zoche, we should internalize these words of the Rebbe. We should be zoche to go ahead and clean our hearts, our minds, of our soul, of our chametz. And in doing so, we should, Amir Hashem, prevent other chametz from entering. But even if it does, just know all the Ribono Shel Olam wants of us is to try. All the Ribono Shel Olam wants us to do is to clean. All the Ribono Shel Olam wants us to do is take care of the chametz, which is within our reach. Wishing everyone a beautiful and wonderful Shabbos.